One of the great voices on the A-League and, in fact, the world game on foxsports.com.au. He's been a big part of this radio station as well. With you last year, Half.
Yes.
His name's Adam Peacock, and I believe he's talking to us while he's carrying his fourth born child.
Well, it's come out. He's not carrying it anymore.
He's got a cheeky face too, Adam Peacock. G'day, Adam.
I'm just down a local school picking up the other three members of the tribe.
Got that
and,
right.
The girl is at the hospital with my girl looking after things, and I'll go back there later and hopefully we'll get out of there tonight.
Congrats, mate. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, pumped. Absolutely pumped.
Number four, the beautiful Nyla welcomes the world. That's well fantastic. Done. Good stuff to you, Peacock. Tell us, what were you expecting, before you gave us your opinion on what's been handed down, what were you expecting from the FFA today in regards to the Melbourne victory show cause?
About the same, about what they got. I can't see how they... I understand you guys have had a few words to say at the top of the show about maybe they should have gone full whack on them, because last week was the warning, but... I think we need to... I know it doesn't look too different, but there were 19 flares and 8 railway detonators let off by those absolute clowns at Etihad Stadium.
Yep.
Whereas on Saturday night, there were 2 flares lit by kids who should have been at home watching iCarly and eating Skittles or something.
Yeah.
I get how it was the warning last week, and this week it should have been ton of bricks time. But I just don't... I think it would have been entirely unfair for Melbourne Victory to have to cop what the Western Sydney Wanderers... or more than what the Wanderers had to cop. I think the same's fair enough. Now both fan groups, who are the most fervent, I've got to say that, in the entire league, have got to watch themselves, because they wanted responsibility. They know that they power the game. They do. They're the voice. They're the voice that we hear through the screens that makes the occasion so much better, as Zappas was alluding to. But... man, you're just about to have that all ripped away, and everyone else in the stadium has had an absolute gutful, and now your club's had a gutful, or your players have had a gutful. Just don't do it.
So, Adam, what happens this Friday when a big rivalry between Melbourne Victory and Adelaide FC, the boys from Adelaide come to town? As far as I know, they've got no suspended sentences. They've been pretty good of late. What happens if one of those little 15-year-old pimply-faced dudes tries to sneak one through? Are we going to see points taken away at any stage, or do the last two penalties simply dare the morons to try even harder?
Well, you mean if an Adelaide fan lets one off today?
Adelaide in an active area.
Points?
Yeah, does it? What happens then?
Or Sydney FC, is it a free hit for them?
In fact, I know what's going to happen. It's going to be $50,000 and you're going to have a 3-point suspended fine. It's just pretty simple.
I think that will be the case. Now, the fear is, and I've heard ridiculous rumours going around today, that, oh, well, what's to stop an Adelaide United fan dressing in a victory shirt?
Crazy
one. Well, guess what? You get found out and the investigation is complete, and then bang, you're done and you're found to be an Adelaide fan. So that just will not work. So you've got to be dumber than dumb to even contemplate doing something like that. I think, it's club punishments that this is. This is not league sweeping punishments. I do like the idea that you brought up there of individual responsibility fines. Individual fines, $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever it is for lighting a flare.
50.
No different to actually streaking, which has stopped just about everyone from doing it, unless they've had an absolute skinful after 8 hours of sitting in the sun at the cricket. I can't see how personal responsibility is shirked in this regard. Okay, these fans are going to get banned, but you're going to think long and hard before you rip one if you think that 10K is not going to hurt you in the hip pocket, especially if you're just, as mentioned before, a 16-year-old kid who should be at home watching iCarly.
Do you think, Adam, that in retrospect from last week's press statement from David Gallup, and iCarly's a good show too, by the way.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad show.
It's not bad.
My girl loves that. Do you think that perhaps David Gallup and the executive there at the FFA are ruining the opportunity to, at the bottom of the press release last week, say, and let this be a warning to the rest of you, that if we see anything more like this, these type of shenanigans, that you will be hit with the breach of 3 points or penalty of 3 points?
Yeah, but it's a bit like if I cop a speeding fine, and it's in the paper the next day, the cops come out and say, I wish everyone would stop speeding down the main road of bloody wherever you are, and then you get done for speeding the next day. Do you then cop the harsher punishment because the cops come out and said, I wish everyone would stop, would slow down?
No, I'll change that to hooning, Adam. You know, I reckon speeding, you can make it, you can not see the 60 sign and you can be going 75. You know, that's different. Hooning. You know, if the police came out today and said, Okay, Daniel Harford's been caught hooning.
Again.
And he's really good at it. He does lots of burnouts. But we've taken his car. Anybody else does this and you are gone. And then Adam Peacock is hooning the next day. Then I've got no issue with you losing your car too, Adam.
But legally, there's no difference.
No, but
the law hasn't changed.
No, but sports are a different thing, isn't it? But sports are a different thing. Sports governs their own little worlds.
It does, but what I'm saying is it's entirely unfair. Just because the Western Sydney Wanderers fans acted like complete tools last week didn't mean that if there was a small smattering of tools, that should supersede what went on last week. I think it all balances out. It was less what the Melbourne Victory fans did to the Western Sydney Wanderers, but the fact that you got that warning the week before evens it all up. So I think it's fair that they've come up with the same judgment. And 3 points is a massive whack at the end of this stage of the season. So it's on edge. I cannot work out why a supporter organisation like the North Terrace would even contemplate doing something what happened last week, even though they put out a tweet earlier in the week that had a picture of a flare and then it said no surrender on it. I can't work out why you'd go and do that. To prove what?
If they cared, Adam, can I just jump in? If they cared, these active areas, and the red and black block feedback last week was atrocious as well. If they cared about the game, these people, why haven't they come out and been really strong on this, saying this cannot go on any longer? We will do everything we can as leaders of the active area to make sure this does not happen. If it does, we'll be all over it. Why haven't they come out?
I've met these guys, and they're good guys, actually, firstly.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. No, they are. Sound like Rivers. I will say that. I will pass that on, but I do get the sense that they find it a little hard to control their herd, if you know what I mean. So there's splinter group in these active areas. I've come to learn in these active areas, even the RBB and stuff. There's little splinter groups that are happening on an almost weekly occurrence that they're breaking away because they don't like the direction that particular fan group's taken. So they go down another path and they call themselves something else, give themselves a new label. Whatever. I mean, I'll never completely understand it. We'll probably never completely understand it unless you're inside that realm. But, yeah, it happens. So I just think that these guys can't quite control everything that's going on. And that's what the RBB said last week, that they kind of said, well, if you want to let off a flare, it's your own responsibility, which I think they missed the boat a little bit on that, if they want to show good leadership.
It's the wrong phrasing.
It's a hard one for them because they've in a sense, they've created a monster. And sometimes the monster gets a little out of control.
If you're in a position of leadership, you need to be vigilant for these type of things. Last one before we let you go. You've got stuff to do with kids, and we'll let you do that. But as a lover of the game, as one of the real good people in the game, and broadcasting it to all the thousands of homes week in, week out, loving every minute of it, how do you feel when this is the commentary about the A-League? Don't worry about what's happening on the pitch. It's all about pickles in the grandstands.
Any publicity is good publicity, right? Wrong. Wrong.
Keeping families away, this.
Just disappoints me. You feel like headbutting a wall after you see Bruno Fornaroli do what he did last week and Fahid Ben Kalfala do what he did last week.
They were awesome.
And that's the first time I've mentioned it all week. Yeah. Right there.
Yep.
Those two things, because I'm too busy talking about the other stuff. So, sometimes you bang your head against the wall, but I can see a negotiation through this, in the sense that it was FFA v the world earlier in the year, and the fans were right in their fervent displeasure about the fact that they couldn't have an appeals process. They've got what they wanted. It's swung around 180 degrees now. I think the 95% majority of fans, 99% I'll call it, have had an absolute gutful of the crap that's been going on in the last couple of weeks. And now it seems these fan groups are at the... they're the ones who now have to show a bit of responsibility, and it's turned around totally, and hopefully they do that, where this time next week you can give us a call and we'll talk about week one in Nyla's life, and we can talk about a great week in the A-League.
Speaking of Nyla, look forward to doing that with you next week and about the A-League as well. I've got 5 words to give you before we go. 1-300 Dr. Snip.
Do they have a Sydney brand?
Hey, Adam, look after your family. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.
Adam Peacock there from foxsports.com.au.